Hello children, we are here to study the chapter Light, both Reflection and Refraction from class 10th syllabus. Basic fundamentals already discussed in lower classes. Let us start from there. Reflection of light is nothing but when light falls on a smooth polished surface, it comes back, it returns, sometimes it retraces its path to the medium from where it has come. So, reversal of coming back of light rays from a polished surface or from a media interface to the same media from where it has come is known as reflection of light. It is applicable to sound also. Commonly, we use two types of mirrors for this purpose. Plane mirror and a spherical mirror. Plane mirror is very much familiar to all of us. Spherical mirrors are of two types, concave mirror and convex mirror. Plane mirror which we use in our wardrobes, the surface is plane, and when a set of parallel rays fall on a plane mirror, they get reflected parallelly. So, in what way they are going and falling, hitting the surface, the same way they retrace their path. That's what's shown in that slide. So, the nature of the image, if you speak, it will be an erect virtual image of same size as that of the object at the same distance from the mirror will be formed. This is a peculiar characteristics of a plane mirror. Image will be erect. A virtual image means the image is not formed because of the reunion of or the intersection of two light rays. Because since light rays are going parallel to the mirror, the coming light rays are also parallel. So they never intersect at any point in front of the mirror. The only possibility is when we stand in front of the mirror and look, we may feel that these light rays are, these reflected light rays are, which are shown here in green color, they are coming from a source which is kept behind the mirror. So that feeling is behind the formation of such a virtual image. So actually there is no such image formed. If you keep a paper or a screen there, we cannot trace that image on that screen. But we feel that there must